I feel like sometimes when we do this, these discussions, we just sit there being like that Chris Farley character who's just like, "I remember when you said this? That was awesome." So I'm going to try not to do too much of that. But it's hard not to because there's so much good dialogue and just so many good moments.
And
but
it's in fact awesome.
Yes.
Okay, welcome to another episode of A Second Helping of Hannibal. As always, I'm Beth Unger.
And I'm Matt Unger.
And we're going to be talking about episode 7, Sorbet.
All right. And as usual, this is a very spoiler-heavy show. We're going to spoil the episode. We're going to spoil the whole show. We're probably going to spoil other things for you, too. So make sure that you have watched the whole show before listening to this. You have been forewarned.
We'll try not to spoil your day.
So this is the first episode where we really see what goes on in Hannibal's life day to day. First and foremost, he's on a killing spree because he's putting together a big dinner party that's based on all organ meats. So he's killing tons of people and pulling out different offal, you know, from their bodies. And we also see for the first time how he chooses his victims. It seems that he keeps the business cards of people who have been rude to him. And when he needs a new piece of meat, he goes out and kills them and like matches the recipe cards to their business cards. And that happens several times in the episode.
It's great.
And we also see how he sort of does or doesn't observe or preserve boundaries with different people. He flirts with Alana, bringing up the fact that there were once rumors that they were having an affair, and there's a real sexual flirtation between the two of them. He's really put off by his patient, Franklin, who's aggressively trying to be his friend in an obsessional way and insisting that the two of them could be friends, to the point where Franklin is stalking Hannibal. He sits behind him at an opera recital. He mentions the fact that he kind of followed him around at a cheese shop. And he's even starting to dress like a low-rent version of Hannibal. And it annoys Hannibal so much that he starts being mean to Franklin, which is, we can talk more about. And also, for the first time, we see him with his own psychiatrist, played by Gillian Anderson.
Yay.
What's her name?
Bedelia Du Maurier.
So we see him with Bedelia for the first time, who keeps him at a distance, and he's making friendship overtures
yes.
to her. And that's a really, that there's only one scene of the two of them, and I know I'm supposed to get through the synopsis, but like, the fact that two humans who are so luminously beautiful can occupy the same room at the same time, it's like there's a singularity. It's like, I don't even know how like the cameras kept running under those circumstances, right?
Uh-huh.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay. Most of all, though, this is the first time we've really seen how badly he wants Will to like him.
Oh, yeah.
And how badly he wants Will to be impressed with him. And he goes to great lengths to show off